Yeah. Another Art Deco.
Alright, guys.
So much deco.
Final Art Deco's final stop of the walking part of the bus. So this is 32 Avenue of the Americas. It was originally the AT&T Long Lines building headquarters. I kind of already explained its relationship to 60 Hudson, which you can see the antenna tower on top of it back there. It's like right next to the Freedom Tower. I love this triangulation of all of these buildings. Like, we can see our windowless friend over there.
Oh man, yeah.
But so this one was built in 1972. It was and it began its conversion into being a carrier hotel in about 1999. It's owned by a real estate company called Rudin Management.
Called what?
Rudin, R-U-D-I-N. They own a lot of real estate in New York City. There's a department at NYU that's named after them for, like, urban planning. And my favorite part of this building that we're going to go inside and look at really quickly is that because it's also, like, a historic deco building and they preserved everything, is they have these mosaics in the lobby about how great telecommunications is. And what I like to think about, or what I think about a lot when looking at them, is like how the visual language for talking about what technology can do for society has changed so much since then. Like, trying to imagine something similar being made today is really hard. And I don't know, I kind of appreciate, like, it's a little misguided, but I kind of appreciate the grandeur of it. So, also, I've been told that Claude Shannon, the guy in the video that I showed you a few weeks ago, had an office here back when Bell Labs moved to New Jersey, because he just hated going to New Jersey so much that he would come here instead. He also apparently rode a unicycle.